email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, who doesn't love a good pen pal story? This is a great story. Two pen pals, one from New Jersey and the other from Australia, met for the first time after communicating for over 50 years in Dublin this week. And they're here with us in studio. Kathy and Colleen Kunistoshev.
What's see there? I love
that. Are you swearing at me?
That means how are you in Irish, yes. How are you? This is a lovely story. It's a beautiful story. So Kathy, New Jersey, yes. And it's Kathy Glynn
Cohane,
right. And it's Colleen Mays,
yes.
From Canberra, right.
Yes.
So how did you start communicating in the first place and what age were you?
We were 10.
Right.
And I think that, like, we got each other's name in the back of a newspaper, or you wrote into the pen pal company and they matched you up with somebody somewhere else.
Right.
And I got matched up with her. And I guess she did the same thing in a newspaper.
That's right. Yeah. I lived on a farm, so there would have been a country, like, I think it was called the Land newspaper, and it would have been in their pen friends wanted in these countries, and Mum let us do it. Our mums let us do it, and here we are.
This is crazy.
Have you any memory of when the first letter landed through the letterbox?
Oh.
Have you?
No, we both have memories, I think, of that airmail envelope. And the excitement.
Right. Yeah. And how you had to open, like when you wrote it, and then
you had to fold it and glue it. Yeah.
You had to glue it, right? It was that like glassine paper.
Yeah.
And then you had to fold it and then glue it, and then you'd have to wait.
Yeah.
And wait, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, the same.
And not only were you, you know, different sides of the world, but your worlds were very different.
For sure. I was country born on a farm, but I was in boarding school from when I was 6 to 18, so my letters probably were more school holiday letters than, you know, sort of all the time. So very, very different upbringings we had.
And you're in New Jersey.
I was in New Jersey, suburb.
Yeah. Tough enough, is it?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
You know, post-war, split-level houses, everybody moved in at the same time. And, you know, just suburban life.
Yeah.
It was very suburban, outside of New York, but very suburban. Very suburban.
And was it a pig farm you were on?
Merino sheep.
Merino sheep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I had a
pig.
I love their jumpers.
Yeah. It's just so soft.
They are. Very soft. But I had a pet pig.
You had a pet pig called Percy.
It's called Percy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I must have wrote that in my letters.
Yeah.
And then Kathy, and I've still got it, a pig, red pig money box and a white pink candle that she sent me. I've still got them. Yeah.
So you were swapping letters talking about pigs and other stuff. What sort of things can you remember telling
each other?
Yeah.
I think, you know, we were young. I think we just talked about like school and our friends and like what we were doing. I mean, I had a very normal life.
Yeah.
And I think it was school and friends, not boys. I don't think we really.
Not boys. I remember the school. Because I remember one letter where you wrote to me and there was like violence in the school or something. And I couldn't understand how Kathy would have been in a school where there would be violence when I was in this Catholic school that. Yeah. So
idyllic.
That was, that's right.
So just by like neighbor, like what we did, like.
Yeah. Innocent.
Very
innocent, right.
It was, you know what? It was the 60s. And I think it was really innocent. It wasn't like today.
So I imagine life takes over then. And that lovely, innocent, quaint pastime of pen palling, if that's a verb.
Yeah.
It fades, does it? There's no stop put to it. It just fades.
Yeah, I think we just got, like, I don't remember writing when I went to college. And I went to college at 17. I turned 18 when I was in college, but I don't remember writing in college. Mm. There's certain things like I kind of, you know, and then, it just faded. I don't know why. I mean, I really don't know why.
Life takes over.
Life takes over and you don't write as much and you're busy.
Yeah. I tried to find her though.
She did.
So I sent a letter to the occupant. I won't recite it, but I can recite her address.
She doesn't live there anymore.
To this day.
To this day. I know the code everywhere.
Yeah.
And I've just found out recently that that's where her mum still lives. So I sent this letter looking for her to the occupant.
What age are you when you sent that?
Probably about 30 or 40. Okay. And Kathy's since found it in a box of stuff.
Yeah, my mother had passed away. My mother passed away like a year and a half ago. So, and she didn't live in the family house anymore, but
she brought stuff with her
with her whenever time she moved. So I was going through her stuff, and then I opened up this box that she had, like she kept in her dresser, and there was the letter from her looking for me.
Yeah, but
30 years old.
Oh no, this I found
just
a
recently.
Year and a half ago.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was written 30 years ago.
And I kept, and she never. And my mother wasn't like that kind of woman. I don't know why she didn't tell me.
Yeah.
But it was weird. But I'll tell you this craziest thing. Today we go on our trip. We go on our journey. We stop at our first place. I get out of the car and I look down and there's, I thought it was a penny. It's not. It's like a two penny or it's a 10 penny. But I thought it was my mother.
So it's saying hello to you.
Saying it's okay.
Yeah. So then, of course, technology ramps up.
Right.
Yes.
And you can find anybody anywhere in the world.
I did.
If you want to.
If you want to. And if you want to be found, I suppose.
Exactly.
So you were always leading the chase.
She was.
Colleen,
I was.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So don't change your maiden name.
Never
drop your maiden name. So Kathy hadn't dropped her maiden name. And I found her. I looked on the internet and saw her business and what she does. And then I found her on Facebook and sent her a private message and just said, you know, hello, I had a pen friend by this name. Would you be that person? And she responded. She said, yes, that you're that person.
You're found. What do you do? What's your business?
Custom window treatments and interior design.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Custom window treatments and interior design. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we started.
When was that then?
Slowly,
that was
in 2013.
2013.
10 years ago.
So we started, you know, messaging each other a little bit.
And then we were calling.
Yeah, Christmas I think you called me. It surprised me. I just got this call. I tell you, I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the first time you'd heard each other's voices, was it?
We heard each other's voices then, but...
But we're in the first, it was the phone, and then we kind of translate. Now we're FaceTime.
Yes. So you've seen each other.
Yeah. Yes, a lot.
And, like, it's not a given that just because you found somebody in the back of a paper when you're 10 that you're going to like them when you're in your 60s. That's not a given, is it? No.
She's already telling me I'm bossy. Oh.
I just like to be in control.
But Kathy,
and I do too. So it's really hard to come away.
The only thing I'll say, Kathy, in Colleen's defence, if she wasn't a little bit bossy,
I wouldn't be here.
Exactly. You know that. So somebody has to lead.
Somebody's got to be the CEO. She's the CEO
of your
and I'm just following
pen palship. Yes.
Pen palship.
Written all these words. It's lovely. Pen palling and pen palship.
Yeah.
So then you decided that this is a neutral venue, I suppose. Ireland is that it?
No. Well, we wanted to go originally I thought I would go to Australia.
Yeah.
But I need 3 weeks. I can't take off 3 weeks. It's too expensive and it's too far for me.
Yeah.
So we decided where could we go that neither one of us had been to. So we decided on Ireland because neither one of us had been here before. And I think it was the best choice.
You're enjoying yourselves.
I'm having the best time.
Now we've 30 seconds to describe the first embrace of the pen pals.
I think I had a tear.
Yeah.
I did have a tear.
I didn't. But I feel like I've known her.
I was tired.
I wanted a nap.
I know you so well already. It's mad. Just in those 10 minutes.
Wanted the nap.
Well, listen,
fabulous.
Thanks for taking time out of your holidays to win and
a
say
pleasure.
Hello to us. And it's part of the story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. National radio.
Yeah.
National radio.
Ray Darcy is my name. Just so when you're going home, you can tell people. Okay.
Oh, we will definitely.
Right, Kathy Glynn Cohane.
Thank you for saying my
name.
Thank
you very much. Yes, I try. And Colleen Mays.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Great to see you.
Bye now. Right, that's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.